This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Homelessness looks different for everyone. Traditional homeless counts track people in shelters and those sleeping on the street. But what about families living in motels or camping on someone's couch? KERA's Christopher Connolly has been reporting on this issue for weeks and explains why so many kids get lost in the shuffle. Chris, thanks for talking with me.
Happy to be here.
Where are people living who are homeless but not counted as homeless?
Lots of families stay in motels. Some double or triple up in apartments. Others will sleep in their cars. Basically anywhere they can go to keep a roof over their kids' heads. Some parents do go to homeless shelters, but the vast majority never do. Many don't know that there's shelter space designed for families. Often, though, there's not enough of it. There's also just a sense that these places aren't safe. I talked with Ashley Franks about it. She spent almost a year living in her car while she was pregnant before she moved into a shelter with her newborn son.
I had this image in my mind of it just being this awful, horrible place that I would be better off in my car.
When these annual countywide homeless counts get done each year, they're counting just the people who are living on the streets or in homeless shelters, which means they miss a lot of families because they're using a more narrow definition of homelessness.
And how do these families end up without a stable place to sleep at night?
The number one driver is poverty. A lot of these homeless families are just trying to make ends meet. Parents are usually working, but at jobs that have low wages or unstable hours. And North Texas is becoming a more expensive place to live. Now, keep this statistic in mind, though. 22% of kids in Tarrant County are growing up in poverty. They're already on the edge. So you add to that potential stressors like an ER visit or a job loss, and that might mean not being able to make rent, which could lead to eviction.
Your reporting started from a study looking at childhood homelessness in Tarrant County, which estimated that 15,000 kids face homelessness in the county.
Right. The report is based on about 3 years of research on homelessness in early childhood that involved a few dozen nonprofit and government agencies. The first big step was just to identify the scope of childhood homelessness in Tarrant County. They looked at the things that lead to childhood homelessness and its effects on kids, and then recommended changes that would curb the number of kids who experience homelessness.
So how old are the kids we're talking about here?
All ages, newborns, infants, toddlers, school-aged kids, up to 17. But about half of them, or 7,500 kids, are under the age of 6.
Wow. So what does that mean for the kids?
People who experience homelessness as kids often face issues that can last a lifetime. They tend to struggle more in school. They tend to experience poverty later in life. They tend to have more physical and mental health issues. When kids are homeless in their very early years, when the brain is really developing, they are more likely to go on to experience homelessness themselves as adults. So there's just a range of ill effects that can be curbed if these kids and their families can be helped out of homelessness.
And what does that look like? There are recommendations in this report. What do they want to see happen?
The report includes a bunch of recommended changes to make the homeless services system more family friendly to help stop families with kids from falling through the cracks. They're also proposing a pilot program. Carol Klosik from the Center for Transforming Lives, who spearheaded the report, she says it's about offering a whole bunch of services wrapped around a family facing homelessness. She says those services can help get them back on track.
Get them into stable housing, provide that child care, provide the transportation, get them into the employment and job training, and see how quickly we can help them to truly stabilize and get to that point where they are full participants in the economy.
Still, Klosik says these services are focused on the families that are already homeless. To really get to the point where you're preventing kids from facing this kind of instability, more structural changes are needed. More affordable housing, more public transit, more subsidized childcare.
Christopher Connolly is a reporter for KERA. Chris, thanks.
Sure thing.